A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today is the feast of St. Luke, the evangelist, and we're told he was a doctor, and we certainly know he was a great storyteller and an attractive personality. So, what has he got to say to us in these lines from his gospel? Well, the first thing that may have struck you is that word "others" right at the beginning of the passage. The Lord appointed 70 others. What's that all about? It actually looks back to the end of the previous chapter, chapter 9, where Luke tells us about various people who didn't make the grade as disciples. The ones who said to Jesus, "Oh yes, I'll follow you," but then for one reason or another turned back. And the one who was too wrapped up in his personal affairs to answer the call immediately. I suppose perhaps all of us, at least some of the time, are like these people. We're full of good intentions, but we hesitate to make a total commitment. And what does that mean? Total commitment. It's a hard choice. Perhaps it's no wonder there are so few laborers for this harvest. Because Jesus doesn't mince words. He doesn't pretend that the life of a disciple will be an easy one. He talks about lambs going among wolves. And this is a long way from that lovely vision of Isaiah, where he shows us all the natural enmity among the various species swept away in the earthly paradise. You recall the passage, "The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den." Now, what Luke's describing is not the same thing at all. His 70 are being sent into an environment that's potentially hostile. And yet, there is a promise there, if we read closely. The disciples are told to go into the homes of people in the districts Jesus is going to visit, to go empty-handed, to accept hospitality where it's offered, and to repay that hospitality with the good news of the coming of the kingdom. Empty-handed. He says, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. This is radical poverty. But the whole idea of poverty as a spiritual value as well is here in Luke's words. It's perhaps particularly hard at a time like the one we're living through, a time of almost worldwide economic crisis. It's hard to see anything positive about being poor. And certainly, enforced poverty, imposed poverty, is a scandal of our contemporary world, where there's plenty of everything to go round if only all of us were willing to share. But the poverty of a disciple is a free choice. It's not imposed. It's not enforced. And it's a wonderful opportunity for growth. Growth not just for the disciple, but for the people who cross the disciple's path, for the people who open their doors, the people who lay an extra place at table for the unexpected guest. And of course, as is almost always the case in the Gospels, there's a metaphor here too, a figurative representation of the kingdom that is coming closer and closer. Opening the door means opening your ears to listen to the news that the disciple brings. It means opening your heart, opening your mind to the message of the gospel. Laying that extra place at table means sharing everything you have, not just your food, all your gifts, whatever they may be, intelligence, empathy, courage, humor, as well as your material goods. It makes me think of a young friend of mine who's currently undergoing chemotherapy. And week after week, she finds quotations that she puts on Facebook that are full of optimism and hope and joy. I see her as a lamb assailed by the wolf of cancer, but she's befriending the wolf by the sheer force of her joy and her courage. That's one way of opening the door, of laying an extra place. So remember her, if you will, in your prayers, and with her, all those who are in the care of the doctors, doctors like St. Luke, all those who are sick and suffering. May St. Luke intercede for them. May they face their trials with courage and determination. And if it's your will, Lord, may they be healed.